off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
You got your pilot's license. Congratulations.
I did. You want to go out and fly around with me?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Yes.
Cheese curds and a spotted cow. Half a million in the crowd. I met a band of pirates. They said, welcome to summer camp for pilots. Cessna. Rock your wings. V-tail Bonanza. Rock your wings. Mooney. Rock your wings. Rock your wings.
This is Just Plane Radio. I am Greg, your co-pilot. That is Captain Dennis. And we're flirting with the idea of rocking our wings into Air Venture here in about a month. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's a bit of a haul for us in Florida. I mean, Dennis was trying to talk me into it last week. And then we started looking at the fuel burn and the hours in the Mooney 201. I was like, those commercial Delta flights are sounding more attractive.
And I don't have a Sky Club in the Mooney, so there's
this
that.
True. But,
and we know how Greg is.
Yeah. I'm what they call in the biz bougie these days. So I have a feeling we're going to end up flying commercial, but then we're going to camp with our aviation friends there in Oshkosh. And we've been doing this the last few years. We're still working out the logistics of getting there and what we're going to do, but we're going to have an idea. And maybe by next week, we'll have the full plan of attack in place. We'll see. But they got some big things happening at the event. I think it's probably going to be a massive show. I bet it'll be a record breaker, is my guess, because you got the added element of USA's 250. They're going to take advantage of that, just like they were doing at Sun and Fun in Lakeland a few months ago. So I have a feeling it's going to be a massive, massive event. And it's always super patriotic anyway. So I think that's just icing on the cake. What do you think there, Dennis?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's, the typical fly-ins, they've already announced, all the mass arrivals and things that'll be happening for the Cirruses, the Moonies, the Cherokees, all of that. They're announcing all the air show acts that are going to be there. But I'm hoping that we're going to see something that we haven't seen in a long time. If for those of you that watch with the aviation on YouTube, you may have noticed something called Diesel Thunder. And it's a YouTube channel that's been documenting the return to flight of the only civilian F-4 Phantom of the Vietnam era fighter. And I have a personal interest in that airplane because I actually have one flight in it back in the 80s when I was in the military. And they got it flying just last week down in Houston. And now that it's in the air and everything's, back and operational, they intend to be out in the air show circuit. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to see the F-4 Phantom fly again at Oshkosh this year. That would be amazing.
That would be cool, for sure. And then, of course, they're going to have their massive fireworks display and all that kind of stuff.
Well, they
got
to compete with Sun and Fun, That's
right. There's a friendly competition that has been evolving over the last couple of years, especially since Gene Conrad took over Sun and Fun. He kind of comes from the Oshkosh lineage. They're running that event before he came out to Florida to take things over from Lights. And now there's this friendly competition. It's really kind of fun, because it only makes it better for each, people that go to either event, or if you're lucky like us and go to both. And there's really no reason you shouldn't, by the way, because they're far enough apart and they're different events. I mean, Oshkosh is massive. I mean, Sun and Fun is insanely big too, honestly. It's kind of funny when you think that Sun and Fun in Lakeland is, it's probably about at least a third the size of Air Venture. I mean, but when you say that, it's like, oh, well, that's a small one. Good luck with that. Trying to cover Sun and Fun in like 2 days, 3 days. I mean, you just are not going to get around to see everything. It's massive in its own right. And Air Venture is just like a whole nother world. And it's the same kind of thing. And it just goes on for miles and miles. It's just ridiculous how big it is. But they both have advantages, and you're going to see amazing things at each. But yeah, Oshkosh is the big one for sure. But I don't mean to say that in the sense that I want to diminish any value of going to Sun and Fun, because you know, they've upped their game at Sun and Fun, especially over the last couple of years. And just when they do their fireworks show and the air shows, I mean, it's they're neck and neck almost, I would say. Wouldn't you agree in that regard?
Yeah. Very, very much so. And I'm looking at, you know, some of the headlining acts that they're having this year. The Red Bull's going to be there at Oshkosh as well. They made their first stateside appearance at Sun and Fun this year in a long time, but they're going to have their DC-6 and P-38 there. You know, you're going to have your typical Michael Goulion flying the extra, but I think NASA's coming back again with the Super Guppy, which was also at Sun and Fun. So if you've never had a chance to see a massively oversized airplane, here you go. They're going to have Doc, the B-29 is going to be there as well. I mean, that's just some of the highlights. I mean, there's definitely something for everybody, whether you want to see, you know, airplanes yanking and banking or want to check out the latest, you know, in the military fighters, they're going to be on display. And I just always look forward to that. And I think I look forward to the hangars and seeing all the new products almost as much as the air show.
Yes, no doubt about it. But one of the cool things about AirVenture, though, too, is if you fly in, you have so much real estate to park your plane. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And that really is a great way to get to that event because traffic sucks. I mean, it's, you know, that's probably, I would say that's the biggest difference between AirVenture and Sun and Fun. When you're driving into Sun and Fun, you know, they got it organized pretty good how you get in and get out. AirVenture, I think, is a little different animal in that regard. Would you agree with me? Dennis,
it's more challenging. A lot. It is. There's a lot less roads. It's a smaller town to get into as well. I mean, yeah, Lakeland's not that big, but it's part of the kind of the Tampa metro area. So there's good highway and freeway systems to get in and out of there. And definitely. It's definitely more of a challenge, but Oshkosh is worth it. And it's expanded so much over the years. I mean, I swear. The South 40 parking area now is extending almost all the way to the Fond du Lac city limits, if that's even possible.
I know it's insane, but they have great infrastructure to get you around the, you know, get you around the grounds. So if you fly
your shuttle buses,
yes,
you
I mean, it's quite a work of, well, just, I mean, it's just an impressive display of ingenuity, how they get everybody around the event. And when you fly in, there's really no reason for you to leave the premises. I mean, you can't.
Everything you need is there.
Yeah.
You know, from cheese curds to sodas, they got you covered.
Yeah. Cheese curd tacos, which we were talking about. I don't think they had those. That would be one difference between Sun and Fun in Lakeland and AirVenture. I don't think we have the cheese curd tacos. I mentioned the other week. I thought they had it, but then I looked it up. Like, nope, they didn't have them. And the cheese curds is kind of a Wisconsin thing.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a dairy state. Come on.
Right. So they got a few unique things that they'll probably stick to AirVenture for, you know, that and the Spotted Cow beer and all that kind of good stuff. You got to take in the local cuisine and, you know, partake accordingly. Now, as far as flying in, do you know, have they changed any of the NOTAMs for AirVenture? Is it pretty much the same as last year, or do we know?
Pretty much, yeah, it's pretty much the same as last year. They've extended the Fisk arrival. It used to be that you started at Ripon, Wisconsin, and then flew to Fisk, and then from Fisk, they would send you either, you know, down the train track, or you would go to the north side, depending which runway they're landing you on. But because there's been so much traffic coming into there, they've now extended the approach. It's starting about 30 miles farther to the west, just to get people queued up because there's just so much inbound traffic.
Yeah.
So I guess it's a good problem to have.
Well, for sure. And if you're going to fly in, that's one way to go. If you got to think about flying commercial like Dennis and I, you got Appleton is the main airport there for AirVenture.
That's the closest one.
Yeah.
Is to go into Appleton.
Right.
And they have, you know, nonstop
shuttles going back and forth between the airport, I believe, and the grounds. But then you got Milwaukee, you got even Chicago is an option, Madison, Wisconsin. You got options within an hour or two. Rent a car, then pop over to the big event, and maybe we will see you there. Okay, on that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there is no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.